This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Russia reported a series of blasts in the south of the country and a fire at an ammunition depot Wednesday, the latest in a spate of incidents that a top Ukrainian official described as payback and karma for Moscow's invasion. The blasts on Wednesday followed a major fire this week at a Russian oil storage facility in the Bryansk region near the border. The Russian military intensified its attacks on the last holdouts in Mariupol, while UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres reached an agreement in principle with Vladimir Putin to evacuate civilians. The AP's Tim McGuire reports.
Officials in Mariupol, battered by Russian bombs, missiles, and tanks since the beginning of the war, say the Russians hit a giant steel plant with some 35 airstrikes on the day United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres met with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Guterres saying after the meeting both Russia and Ukraine need to work together to get the civilians out of the plant and the city.
To enable the safe evacuation of those civilians who want to leave, both inside the Azovstal plant and in the city, in any direction they choose, and to deliver the humanitarian aid required.
An estimated 2,000 Ukrainian troops and about 1,000 civilians have been inside the plant for weeks. The UN leader is to meet with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky on Thursday. I'm Tim McGuire.
Poland's prime minister Wednesday called Russia's halt of gas deliveries a direct attack on Poland, adding that the EU member would not give in to his blackmail. This after Russia's state-controlled natural gas giant, Gazprom, says it has cut gas supplies to Poland and Bulgaria after they have refused to pay for the shipments in rubles. This is VOA News. A court in military-ruled Myanmar convicted the country's former leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, of corruption and sentenced her to 5 years in prison Wednesday in the first of several corruption cases against her. VOA's Tommy McNeil has our report.
Suu Kyi, who was ousted by an army takeover last year, had denied the allegation that she had accepted gold and hundreds of thousands of dollars given her as a bribe by a top political colleague. Her supporters and independent legal experts consider her prosecution an unjust move to discredit her and legitimize the military's seizure of power while keeping the 76-year-old elected leader from returning to an active role in politics. She's already been sentenced to 6 years imprisonment in other cases and faces 10 more corruption charges. The maximum punishment under the Anti-Corruption Act is 15 years in prison and a fine. Convictions in the other cases could bring sentences of more than 100 years in prison in total. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has tested positive for COVID-19, the White House says. It's a sharp new reminder of the persistence of the highly contagious virus, even as the U.S. eases restrictions in a bid to revert to pre-pandemic normalcy. Neither President Joe Biden nor First Lady Jill Biden was considered a close contact of Harris in recent days. After consulting with her physicians, Harris is taking Paxlovid, the Pfizer antiviral pill. She will isolate at her residence and work remotely until she tests negative for the virus. A battle over the lifting of the COVID-19 health order, Title 42, is building in Washington. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The Biden administration outlined a plan Tuesday to enforce U.S. immigration law without the use of Title 42, the pandemic public health order that prevents people from seeking asylum. The administration plan would increase federal personnel at the border. But on Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said,
"Pulling back the Title 42 authorities will only make it dramatically worse."
McConnell said Senate Republicans will insist on a vote to keep Title 42 in place as an amendment to a new pandemic aid package. But Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer warned,
"It's very risky for the health of the American people for them to be playing political games with it."
Several Republican-led states have sued to block the administration from lifting Title 42 on May 23rd. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And recapping our top story, Russia reported a series of blasts in the south of the country and a fire at an ammunition depot Wednesday, the latest in a spate of incidents that a top Ukrainian official describes as payback. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.